Let's sing hymn 263.
我们一起唱诗263首。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
奉主耶稣圣名祷告。
Dear Father in heaven,
我们亲爱的在天上的父。
We thank you very much for your wonderful arrangement.
我们感谢谢谢你给我们的安排。
In this appointed time, you allow us to all gather here to draw close to you.
在这个预定的时期，你让我们大家聚集来敬拜你。
And also have this wonderful opportunity to receive grace and also to share. The blessing that you have given to us.
也让我们一起能够来领受你的恩典，还有你要赐给我们的福气。
Lord, we pray that may your Spirit walk among us.
主啊，我们祈求你的灵能够在我们中间运行。
So that we can have deeper understanding of your word.
所以我们能够更深入的认识你的话。
And also know that you truly are alive and you care everything that we do.
我们也能够了解你真的很爱护、保护、照顾我们。
And you do answer people's prayers.
你也会回应我们人的祈求。
So Lord, please help us today so that we can understand the message and know how to do.
主啊，求你带领帮助我们能够了解、知道我们应该要所行的事。
Please be with the speaker and translator so that we can speak your word clearly.
也请求你的灵跟讲道者和翻译者同在，所以我们能够诉说你的话。
May all praise be unto your name.
愿所有的荣耀归给你。
Hallelujah, Amen.
Hallelujah, Amen.
Please be seated.
请坐。
This session, I'd like to use the topic, God answered prayer for our mutual encouragement.
那今天想要用神回应人的祷告来做我们互相的勉励。
The more I believe, the more I realize that we worship a living God.
我更加的来敬拜神，更认识的、更深入的认识我们所拜的神是活的神。
I'd like to use a couple of passages to illustrate this.
然后翻开一些圣经来证明这一些
这句话。Let's look at Mark chapter 11.
马可福音第十一章。
Mark chapter 11.
马可福音十一章。
Chapter 11, verse 27.
十一章第二十七节。
To
33.
Here record that Jesus going to Jerusalem for the last time.
这边讲到说主耶稣进到耶路撒冷，最后一次进到耶路撒冷。
He has cleansed the temple.
他已经洁净了圣殿。
And then, verse 27, this is what happened.
那在二十七节，这是所发生的事。
Then they came again to Jerusalem, and as he was walking in the temple, the chief priests, the scribes, and the elders came to him. Verse 28.
28节。
And they say to him, by what authority are you doing these things? And who gave you this authority to do these things? Verse 29.
29节。
Jesus answered and said to them, I also will ask you one question. Then answer me, and I will tell you by what authority I do these things. Verse 30.
30节。
The baptism of John, was it from heaven or from men? Answer me. Verse 31. And they reasoned among themselves, saying, if we say from heaven, he will say, why then do you not believe him? Verse 32. But if we say from men, they fear the people, for all counted John to have been a prophet indeed. Verse 33. So they answered and said to Jesus, we do not know. And Jesus answered and said to them, neither would I tell you by what authority I do these things. So when this elders and chief priests come to Jesus, they were very upset with Lord Jesus.
所以这些祭司和长老、文士他们来到主耶稣面前，他们对主耶稣很生气。
Because Lord Jesus Christ cleansed the temple, and these people say, you know, who's Jesus? Why he has authority to cleanse the temple?
所以因为主耶稣洁净了圣殿，那这些人问他说，你是借着什么权柄做这些事？
And at this time, Jesus was very in dangerous situation.
所以这个时候主耶稣其实很危险。
If Jesus said, I do it by man's authority.
主耶稣说，我说我是靠着人的权柄。
What? How dare you? Authority to jail right away.
你怎么敢这样子做？我现在就给你下入监牢。
But if Jesus said, I do it by God's power or saying, I'm the Christ, that's why I'm doing it.
那 主耶稣如果说我是借着从神来的权柄，还是我就是基督？
They will throw stone at Jesus or they will mock at Jesus.
啊，他们就会拿起石头来丢主耶稣，还是他们会啊、来啊、笑主耶稣。
So therefore, the Lord Jesus Christ did not answer them directly.
所以主耶稣就不直接的回答他们。
Jesus asked a question.
主耶稣反而问他们一句话。
Baptism of John, was it from heaven or from men? Answer me. If you answer me, I'll answer you.
那约翰的洗礼是天上来的还是人间来的？你回答我，我就回答你。
They reasoned among themselves. If I say from heaven, right? How come I don't receive water baptism?
啊，所以人家他们就在互相讨论说，如果说是从天来的，那他们主耶稣就会问我们说，为什么你不接受他的洗礼
？But if we say from men, that's contradictory.
那如果我说我们说是从人来的，这就有冲突。
People think that they really don't believe in God.
啊，人其他的百姓会认为说，我们就不信神。
So they just say, I don't know.
所以这些文士长老祭司他们就回答说，我不知道。
They refuse to make a decision for themselves.
啊，他们不要自己来下决心决定。
As a result, Lord Jesus Christ don't answer them.
所以结果当然主耶稣也不回答他们。
There's a great wisdom in there.
啊，那这个是很大的智慧。
Let's put a bookmark here.
我们如果放我们的书签
放在这。Let's look at Psalm chapter 18.
我们翻开诗篇第十八篇。
Psalm chapter 18.
诗篇十八篇。
Verse 25.
二十五节。
Let's start from verse 24.
二十四节。
Psalm chapter 18 verse 24.
诗篇十八篇二十四节。
Psalm chapter 18, verse 24.
诗篇二十八篇二十四节。
Therefore, the Lord has recompensed me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanness of my hands in His sight. Verse 25.
二十五节。
With the merciful, you will show yourself merciful. With a blameless man, you will show yourself blameless. Verse 26.
二十六节。
With the pure, you will show yourself pure, and with the devious, you will show yourself shrewd. The Lord Jesus Christ answered. These chief priests and elders' question.
啊，那主耶稣其实有回答这些祭司和文士长老的问题吗
？Yes, he did.
其实他回答了。
But the way that Jesus answered them is how they answered back to Jesus.
啊，他们主耶稣回答他们的用法就是他们回答主耶稣的方法。
And just like what we just read in Psalm chapter 18, verse 24 to 26, Lord Jesus Christ always answer our prayer.But according to our attitudes and deeds.
就像诗篇十八篇刚才我们读的主耶稣，我们的神会回应我们的祷告，就好像我们怎么样向他祈求的态度，他会回应我们。
They refuse to make a decision, so therefore the Lord refused their request.
他们不愿意下定一个决定，所以主耶稣也不来回应他们。
And oftentimes, is what's their heart?
所以他们的心理是怎么样子
？In fact, they can say it's from John, from God. The John baptism is from God.
其实他们可以说，施洗约翰的洗礼是从神、从天来的。
And just say simply, I was wrong. I did not receive baptism from John.
他们可以说，其实我们是犯错了，因为我们没有接受他的洗礼。
And Lord Jesus Christ will have answered them.
那主耶稣就会回答他们。
That his authority was actually from God.
那主耶稣的权柄是从神来的。
So there's something for us to think about.
所以这个是真的是值得我们来思考。
Let's look at Mark chapter 12.
曾翻开马可福音十二章。
Second incident.
第二件事。
Verse 13.
十三节。
Mark chapter 12, verse 13.
马可福音十二章十三节。
Then they sent to him some of the Pharisees and the Herodians to catch him in words. Verse 14.
十四节。
When they had come, they said to him, Teacher, we know that you are true and care about no one, for you do not regard the person of men, but teach the way of God in truth. Is it lawful to pay taxes to Caesar or not? Verse 15.
十五节。
Shall we pay or shall we not pay? But he, knowing their hypocrisy, said to them, Why do you test me? Bring me a denarius that I may see it. Verse 16.
16节。
So they brought it, and they said to them, Whose image and inscription is this? They say to him, Caesar's. Verse 17.
17节。
And Jesus answered and said to them, Render to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and to God the things that are God's. And they marvel him. Here records that some people actually plotted to harm Jesus.
这边有人计划要来陷害主。
The reason is because Jesus told a parable.
因为主
chapter 12 verse 1 to 12.
主耶稣在十二章开始的时候有做了一个比喻。
The parable of vineyard.
就是这个葡萄园的比喻。
Verse 12. 十二
节。
And they sought to lay hand on him, but feared the multitude, for they knew he had spoken the parable against them. So they left him and went away.
他们看出这比喻是指着他们说的，就想捉拿他，只是惧怕百姓，于是离开他走了。
So Lord Jesus Christ actually simply just prophesies that he will be killed by these chief priests and elders.
其实主耶稣自己他预言说他会被这些文士、祭司。还有长老被他们所杀。
And these people knew it that Lord Jesus Christ speak to them because they had the heart to kill Lord Jesus.
因为这些人他们也听懂了，因为他知道这个是指着他们所讲的。
Because they want to kill Lord Jesus.
因为他们要来杀主耶稣。
And the people who the hearers don't understand it because some people don't know that these people want to kill Lord Jesus.
其他听的人他们并听不懂，因为他们不知道这些人要来杀主耶稣。
And verse 13.
十三节。
They said, then they sent.They refer to the chief priests and elders.
所以他们就是这些祭司长和长老文士。
They sent two group of people.
他们差遣了两种人。
Pharisees and Herodians.
就是法利赛人和希律党的人。
Herodians are the people or the Jews who supported Herod to become king.
希律党的人就是那些来支持希律的那些犹太人。
They favor that people should pay taxes to Caesar because that's how.The King Herod will have power to govern people.
他们支持说要来缴税给凯撒，所以这样子能够支持他们的政府。
So they came to Lord Jesus Christ and say to Lord Jesus that we know that you are a man from God. You preach according to truth. You don't regard men.
所以他们就来到主耶稣面前说：“我知道你是诚实的人你都不殉情面。”
That statement is true.
这个是真的是真实的话。
But you know what? They hated him.
但是其实他们真的很讨厌主耶稣。
He spoke the truth, but they want to kill somebody who spoke the truth.
虽然他讲真理，但是他们要来杀这讲真理的人。
Is that a contradiction?
这个不是很矛盾吗？
They ask Jesus a question.
他们来问主耶稣。
Is it lawful to pay taxes to Caesar or not?
是不是可以缴税给该撒？
So if Lord Jesus Christ say, don't pay taxes to Caesar, then the Herodian will be the witness. Take Lord Jesus to jail.
那所以如果说主耶稣说不用缴税给凯撒，这些希律党的人就可以做见证，把他抓去关起来。
If Lord Jesus Christ say, we should pay taxes to Caesar, then the Pharisee will go out and tell people, see.Lord Jesus Christ is Roman sympathizer, helping Roman to oppress us.
所以如果主耶稣说要交税给凯撒的话，那这些法利赛人就能够回去跟其他人说，这耶稣是支持凯撒的人。
In fact, Lord Jesus Christ can just tell them, give to Caesar what's Caesar's and give to God what's God's.
其实主耶稣可以直接告诉他们说该撒的物就归给该撒，神的物就归给神。
But he said.To them, that bring me a denarius that I may see it.
但是主耶稣就问他们说：“那你带一个钱来给我看。”
Whenever I read Bible, I always try to practice and try to understand the situation.
所以当我读圣经的时候，我就很想来照这个圣经的话来做一个
Please take out for your wallet, your purse, right? Money.
那如果你
从 see what inscription it has.
如果从我们的钱包里面拿出一些钱来看看上面是写着什么。
Please do.
你说有。
You will learn something that you never learn if you don't practice it.
你做不做的话，我们就没有办法学。
Really?
真的。
That's what I did.
真的我就这样子做。
Please take it out and look carefully. Sometimes we don't look.
我们可以来看仔细看看我们手上的一些钱。
$10 bill.
现在我拿了一个十块钱。
Who's this person?
这上面是什么人？
We don't know. Some people don't know.
有人不知道。
It said Hamilton.
是 Hamilton.
$1 bill we know. And George Washington. We know him.
一块钱我们知道，因为是George Washington.
If a $20 bill is Andrew Jackson.
那说20块的话就是 Andrew Jackson.
Now after seeing this, what all these bills have in common?
所以看了这些钱之后，他们有什么共同点？
couple things.
啊，一些共同点。
One.
啊，第一。
They are dead.
啊，这些人都死了。
They are dead.
啊，这些都是死掉的人。
When we go to heaven, do we need to need dead people's will?
啊，我们如果去天国的话，我们需要这个死掉人的钱吗
？No.
啊，不需要。
We won't need it.
我们不需要了。
啊 ，So. And on the other hand, Lord Jesus Christ was telling them.
啊，但是在另外一方面，主耶稣告诉他们。
Jesus knows that these Pharisees are very religious.
主耶稣知道这些法利赛人都很虔诚。
If you have studied the New Testament background for the Jews, right? They don't make idols or they don't make any images.
我们如果查考圣经，我们知道犹太人他们不会去做偶像来拜偶像。
They don't even make doll, for their daughter to play.
啊，他们连这个小木偶来还是玩具要给他们的小朋友玩，他们都不做
，because they feel like you're making a idol. I mean, a doll, right? Who knows? Some people might worship.
啊，他们认为说，我们做他们做一个这一个像出来的话，那啊，有的人就啊会来拜这些像。
So、they are very, very religious.
所以他们真的很虔诚。
Okay, they had no image, no. You know, idols or anything like that in the house.
啊，他们没有玩偶，没有偶像，他在家也没有这种任何的东西。
Jesus tell them, show me a coin, right? And the coin show Caesar is dead too.
嗯，所以主耶稣说这个钱，那钱上面有凯撒，当然是啊过去的凯撒。
And tell them, you know what? In your house, right? You have a lot of dead people's coins.
啊，告诉他们说，其实你们在你们家里。有这很多这些死掉人的铜币。
And Pharisee don't like Caesar.
当然，法利赛人他们不喜欢凯撒。
But then you know what? They accumulate so many Caesar.
但是
you know, in their own house,
在他们自己的家里，他们却存了好多凯撒。
Bible say Pharisee love money.
啊，因为圣经说到法利赛人很爱钱。
Oh, they're so religious, but they accumulate so many idols, huh?In their house, it's contradictory.
啊，虽然他们很爱神啊，但是他们又在家里积了这么多的偶像，真的是很矛盾。
Today we need to have a clear understanding of money.
啊，所以今天我们对于钱要有正确的观念。
Some people keep accumulating money, but we're not really going to use it in heaven.
啊，很多人很喜欢积存钱财，但是其实这些我们在天国没有办法用。
Really, if heaven there's a dollar bill, we had to use it. I don't want to go to heaven.
啊，如果真的我们去天国，我们需要用这一块钱的话，那我也不想去天国了。
Money is meant to for us to do good, to help people. It's not just for ourselves to enjoy.
对，其实钱财是能够让我们有能力能够来帮助其他的人啊，不是让我们自己来啊来享用。
So you know.With hypocrisy, they came to Jesus, and Jesus pointed out their hypocrisy in different way.
所以他们既然是假意的来主耶稣啊的面前，主耶稣就用方法来啊证明他们的假意。
So sometimes, if we come to God with hypocrisy or insincerity, we better be careful.
所以，如果我们来到神面前，我们如果是啊没有诚实的心，还是我们啊是。装假的话，那我们要很小心。
Let's look at Ezekiel chapter 14.
啊，以西结书第十四章
，verse one，
第一节。
Ezekiel chapter 14, verse one.
以西结书第十四章第一节。
Chapter 14, verse one.
十四章第一节。
Verse one.
第一节。
Now some of the elders of Israel came to me and sat before me. Verse 2.
第二节。
And the word of the Lord came to me, saying, verse 3.
第三节。
Son of man, these men have set up their idol in their hearts and put before them that which causes them to stumble into iniquity. Should I let them myself be inquired of at all by them? Verse
4. 第四节。
Therefore, speak to them and say to them,Thus says the Lord God, every one of the house of Israel who set up his idol in his heart and put before him what causes him to stumble into iniquity and then come to the prophet, I, the Lord, will answer him who comes according to the multitude of his idols. Verse 5. That I may seize the house of Israel by their heart because they are all estranged by me.From me by their idols. That's verse 6.
第六节。
Therefore, say to the house of Israel, This says the Lord, Repent, turn away from your idols, and turn your faces away from all your abomination. Okay, let's jump to verse 8.
我们跳到第八节。
I will set my face against that man and make him a sign and a proverb, and I will cut him off from the midst of my people. Then you shall know that I am the Lord. Okay. Also, let's look at verse 7.
第七节。
For anyone of the house of Israel or of the strangers who dwell in Israel, who separate himself from me and set up his idols in his heart, and put before them what causes him to stumble into iniquity, then comes to a prophet to inquire of him concerning me, I, the Lord, will answer him by myself. Here we can see that at the Ezekiel time, there are some elders, the leader of Israel. They came to Prophet Ezekiel to ask about God or ask, you know, what God wanted them to do.
所以在这个时候，这以色列中的一些长老，他们来到先知以西结这边，请问他，像说神要让他们做一些什么事。
Or they have some request, they need help.
还是他们有一些请求，他们需要一些帮忙。
And God said to Ezekiel, if somebody come with a lot of idol in his heart,
那主神就跟以西结说，如果有人来求问，但是他心中有很多的偶像。
God said, I will answer him directly.
神说我会直接的回应他们。
And according to the multitude of his idols.
就是借着他心，必是按他心中众多的假神回答他。
And verse 8, I will set my face against that man and make him a sign, a proverb.
第八节说，我必向那人变脸，使他错了警戒，笑谈。
And I will cut him off from the midst of the people.
然后会将他从民中剪除。
You know, when God said this to Ezekiel, a couple of hundred years ago, he already did it.
所以当神这样告诉以西结的，这几百年前的时候，其实他以前已经做过了。When?
哪时候呢？Let's see example. First King, chapter 14.
我们来看这个例子在列王记上第14章。
First King, chapter 14.
列王记上14章。
First King, chapter 14, verse 1.
列王记上14章第一节。
First King chapter 14, verse 1.
列王记上14章第一节。
At that time, Abijah the son of Jeroboam became sick. Verse 2.
第二节。
And Jeroboam said to his wife, Please arise and disguise yourself that they may not recognize you as the wife of Jeroboam, and go to Shiloh. Indeed, Ahijah the prophet is there, who told me that I would be king over this people. Verse 3.
第三节。
Also, take with you 10 loaves, some cakes, and a jar of honey, and go to him, who he will tell you what will become of the child. Verse 4.
第四节。
And Jeroboam's wife did so. She arose and went to Silo, and came to the house of Ahijah. But Ahijah could not see, for his eyes were glazed by reason of his age. Verse 5.
第五节。
Now the Lord has said to Ahijah, Here is the wife of Jeroboam, coming to ask you something about her son, for he is sick. This and this you shall say to her, for it will be when she comes in, that she will pretend to be another woman. Verse 6.
第六节。
And so it was when Ahijah heard the sound of her footstep as she came through the door. He said, Come in, wife of Jeroboam. Why do you pretend to be another person? For I have been sent to you with bad news. Verse 7. Go, tell Jeroboam, This says the Lord God Israel. Because I exalted you from among the people and made you ruler over my people Israel. Verse 8.
第八节。
And tore the kingdom away from the house of David and gave it to you. And yet you have not been as my servant David, who kept my commandments and who followed me with all his heart to do only what was right in my eyes. Verse 9.
第九节。
But you have done more evil than all who were before you, for you have gone and made for yourself other gods and molded images to provoke me to anger and have cast me behind your back. Verse 10.
第十节。
Therefore, behold, I will bring disaster on the house of Jeroboam and will cut off from Jeroboam every male in Israel, bond and slave. I will take away the remnant of the house of Jeroboam as one take away refuse until it is all gone. Verse 11. The dog shall eat whoever belonged to Jeroboam and die in the city, and the birds of the air shall eat whoever dies in the field, for the Lord has spoken. Verse 12. Arise, therefore, go to your own house. When your feet enter the city, the child shall die. Here record, this is an example of what fulfilled in Ezekiel chapter 14.
所以这个就是一个以西结书14章那边的一个实例。
God made Jeroboam king of 10 tribes.
那神使耶罗伯安成为十个族的这个王。
But he built two golden calves for people to idol.
但是
to worship.
他却设立两个金牛犊使这些百姓来敬拜。
And this also changed God's law.
他们也改变了神的律法。
And then now when his son is sick,
当他的儿子生病了，
he come to ask God,
他要来
to the prophet.
他来要来神的先知来请问神。
And did God answer his prayer?
神有回答他的回应他的祷告吗？
Yes.
有。
Okay. God told Ahijah to tell him.
所以神就告诉亚西亚来告诉他们。
God will punish them.
神会惩罚他们。
And also your son will die.
那你的儿子会死。
And really, it really sees people's heart.
这真的是插入到人的心里。
God is real.
神是真实的。
If people come and with idols in their heart, intending to do something bad and still and come and pray to God.
如果人带着心中有偶像来到神的面前，要来想要做一些坏事，但是求问神。
We need to think twice.
需要再想，再多思考一下。
The best way to pray is repent.
最好的方法就是悔改。
And then pray to God.
然后来向神祈求。
People who have idol in their heart and pray to God without repenting is only asking for trouble.
那些有在心中有偶像的人来向神祈求，他们只是来找一些麻烦。
Find trouble for themselves.
他们为自己找一些麻烦。
So God is real. So these people ask Jesus about whether to pay taxes or not.
所以神
Moses Christ answered them.
所以神真的是真实的神。所以这些人来问主耶稣说，可不可以纳税给该撒？
In fact, Moses Christ answered more than their request.
那其实主耶稣给他们更多的答案。
They are only asking whether to pay taxes or not to Caesar.
他们只是问说是否可以纳税给该撒。
But Jesus also tell them that they also should pay tithe.To God.
但是主耶稣再一次告诉他们，他们也要向神奉献十一捐。
Because Herodian, who supported Herod to become a king, they're not that religious. They don't feel like paying tithe to God is that important.
因为这些希律党的人，他们其实是支持希律的人，所以他们不认为要来奉献给圣殿，他们不奉献。
But although Jesus Christ taught Pharisees and Herodians well.
但是主耶稣在同时的教导了这法利赛人和希律党的人。
And if you look on, turn back to Mark chapter 12.
当我们若翻回马可福音十二章。
Mark chapter 12, verse 18 onward.
马可福音十二章第十八节以下。
All the way to 27.
一直到二十七节。
Some people ask Jesus another question.
那有人又来问主耶稣一个问题。
This question, this is a hypothetical situation, a story.
那这个就是一个假设的一个故事，一个问题。
He said that there was the oldest brother married to a woman.
他说有一个哥哥，他有一个妻子。
And then before they had children, the husband died.
但是他们没有孩子的时候，这哥哥就死了。
According to the law of Moses, that second brother need to marry his brother's wife.
但是照着摩西的律法，这个弟弟就要来娶哥哥这个妻子。
And to produce offspring for his brother.
所以他们还有他们才有后裔。
But then the thing is, they all die. They marry, all of them marry to this woman.And they all die, don't have children.
但是这些好多的弟兄，他们都跟这一个妇人结了婚，但是他们都死了，而且没有任何孩子。
What a coincidence!
这真的是很不可思议的偶然。
So this is a hypothetical question.
所以这个是一个
story
假设的一个故事。
And they ask Lord Jesus, so In the last day, if there's a resurrection, now who does this woman belong to?
所以他们,
which husband?
问说, 当复活的那一天, 那这个妻子是哪一个人, 这个哪一个人的妻子呢?
And, you know, for them, these Sadducees, they believe the first five books of Moses.
这些撒都该人, 他们相信摩西, 就是的五经, 摩西写的书,
but they don't believe the rest.
So if we were
Lord Jesus, if somebody asked us, I believe only the five books of Moses, what does it say about resurrection?
所以如果, 我们是,
in these five books.
有人来问我们说是主耶稣, 有人问我们说, 那所以在摩西五经里面, 有谈到说复活的事吗?
By Lord Jesus Christ, no.
主耶稣知道的。
Not because he's just God, but he knows the scripture well.
不但只是他是神, 他真的是对, 圣经很熟悉。
He told them that God said that he's the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
所以主耶稣告诉他们说, 神说, 我是亚伯兰的神, 以撒的神, 雅各的神。
He told this to Moses.
他这个是神告诉摩西的话。
And at that time, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob all passed away already.
在那个时候, 亚伯拉罕, 以撒, 雅各都已经死了。
And there's no purpose for God to proclaim himself that he's God, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob if they're all dead and will not arise.
如果他们都死了不复活, 那神这样子讲, 就没有意义了。
And so these people know.
所以这些人听清楚,
and also Lord Jesus Christ directly point out that the reason that they don't believe resurrection because number one, because they don't understand the scripture.
那所以主耶稣告诉他们说，你们不相信复活， 因为其实你们不明白圣经。
And second, they do not know the power of God.
第二，他们不明白神的全能。
And so these people ask based on the scripture. Jesus answered according with the scripture to them.
所以这些人, 用经节来问主耶稣, 所以主耶稣也用, 圣经的经节来回答他们。
We can see that Lord Jesus Christ do respond to people, even according to their own way.
所以真的, 主耶稣回应人,来照他们的方法来回应他们。
Let's look at the verse 28 to 37.
从28节到, 38节。
Somebody asked Lord Jesus Christ, what commandment is the greatest?
有人来问主耶稣说, 哪一个诫命是最大的?
Jesus answered him.
主耶稣回答。
And verse 32.
32节,
Mark chapter 12, verse 32.
马可福音12章32节.
So the scribe said to him, "Well said, teacher, you have spoken the truth, for there is one God, and there is no other but He." Verse 33.
33节.
And to love Him with all the heart, and with all understanding, and with all the soul, and with all the strength, and to love one's neighbor as yourself, is more than all the whole burnt offering and sacrifices. And here we can see that this person is actually purposely testing Jesus.
所以这有的人, 他们故意的要来试探主。
But then when he tested Jesus, he did not have the bad intention like other people want to harm Jesus.
他们来, 试探听主的时候, 不是像其他, 有这种, 不好的动机。
And right after Jesus said, and he simply said that you are very right. You know, he was very... He agreed with what Jesus Christ. In fact, he had also he knew the answer, and also he gave thoughts to it. For his reply.
所以当他听了他回答的时候, 其实他已经在心里有一些答案, 但他也回应主耶稣给他的答案。
And when this lawyer answered Lord Jesus, it seems like his understanding is better. Or higher than Lord Jesus.
所以当他回答主耶稣, 听起来好像, 他的回答比主耶稣所讲的还要更, 更深。
But then, Lord Jesus Christ said, "You are not far from the kingdom of God."
那主耶稣就回答他说, 你离神国不远了。
And when Jesus said that, Jesus is higher, showed that Jesus was higher.
那主耶稣的回答,
than this lawyer's understanding.
主耶稣的回答又让, 让主耶稣, 的, 让我们了解主耶稣更深入的了解这句话。
No, Lord Jesus Christ showed him more understanding than this lawyer.
主耶稣让我们看出来他对于神的话比这个文士更深入的认识。
And after he said that, Verse 34, the latter part. But after that, no one dare question him.
所以三十四节最后一段以后，没有人敢再问他什么。
And so this is the impression of people. Wow, Lord Jesus Christ is really answering people according to people's according to people's heart.
所以这个也是众人的一个观察了解，真的是主耶稣的回答是照着这些来问他们人的心理的心来回答他们。
They just decide not to ask him any more questions because any more, if they ask any more, they probably seeking for trouble.
所以这些人就不敢再问他们主耶稣什么，因为他们如果再问的话是自找麻烦。
And also, they really believe that Jesus knows all.
他们也真的了解说主耶稣真的是完全的了解认识。
Let's look at a verse. Let's look at.Luke chapter 6.
我们来翻开路加福音的16章。
第六章。
第六章。
Luke chapter 6.
路加福音的第六章。
Verse 38.
第38节。
Start from verse 37.
第37节。
Luke chapter 6, verse 37 and 38.
路加福音第六章37节、38节。
37.
37节。
Judge not.And you shall not be judged. Condemn not, and you shall not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. 38. Give, and you will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will be poured into your bosom. For with the same measure that you use, it will be measured back to you.
你们不要论断人就不被论断，你们不要定人的罪就不被定罪，你们要饶恕人就必蒙饶恕，你们要给人就必有给你们的，并且用十足的升斗连摇带按上尖下流的倒在你们的怀里，因为你们用什么量器量给人，也必用什么量器量给你们。
From these two verses, Lord is quite saying to us, God will repay us.Everything that we do, very accurately.
所以这两节告诉我们，神会回报给我们的真的是照着很清楚的照着我们所给的。
It says verse 38, it will be good measure, pressed down and shaken together. It means, you know, like when you, in the past, people use the balance. They make sure that, you know, it's very accurate. Not one cent, not one bit apart, right?Maybe it's somehow too heavy or somehow too light, right? And somehow shaken together to make it very accurate and pour into our bosom. Give it to us.
所以这边说到说用十足的升斗就很准确的神会还给我们我们所付出的。
Sometimes people complain, saying, I pray, God doesn't answer.
有人有时候会抱怨说我已经祷告了但是神没有回应。
I think we need to examine ourselves, don't examine God.
我们需要来反省我们自己，不是来反省神。
Do we have mercy on people?
我们对人有怜悯吗
？Do we always come up with excuses for ourselves?
还是我们常常对我们给我们自己很多的理由
？Do we always like doing God's work dilly-dally, procrastinate?
还是我们常常当要做神的工作的时候，都会延迟延后
？Or When we do God's work, we see people suffer. We feel burning. We feel like we are in pain, just like that person.
还是我们当看到别人受苦的时候，我们跟他们一样感觉很伤心、很痛苦。
And we want to do it as soon as possible.
我们要很快的、立刻的就去帮助还是做这件事。
The Lord repay us according to our deeds.
那神会回应回报我们所做的行为。
Even we pray and God doesn't answer, God is also answering us.Because sometimes we don't do that well.
有时候当我们祷告，神不回应我们，其实已经也回应我们，就代表说其实我们没有做什么事。
And from this, Luke chapter 6, verse 37, 38.
所以这边六章三十七节、三十八节。
We can learn that we always think that prayer is the beginning of request or beginning of asking God.
我们常想说祷告是我们来请求、求问神的开始。
But in fact, from verse 38, we see that prayer is the result of our deeds.
其实三十八节我们就知道，祷告是我们行为的一个结果。
give, it will be given to you.
我们如果施舍啊，我们就会得到。
So the question is, have we given?
我们要问说，我们是否有给予。
So if we have shown mercy to people, now when we pray, God will also show mercy to us.
所以我们如果有怜悯其他的人，我们祷告的时候，神也会怜悯我们。
So prayer become like a result, not a beginning of asking.
结果祷告就是变成于我们的结果啊，不是开始。
So what's important is we need to be merciful to others.
所以重要的是我们也要怜悯别人。
Don't be so critical to others. With the same measure we judge other people, you know, God will judge us and also other people judge us.
对于别人不要下太多的我们自己的判断，因为我们怎么样判断别人，神也同样的要来判断我们。
We condemn others, very likely we condemn ourselves because we also do the same thing too.
我们做论断人，我们自己也是被论断的，因为我们自己也做同样的事。
定人家罪，我们被定罪。
我们定人家罪，自己被定罪。
And if we forgive, right?God will forgive us, and all the people think that we are merciful, and you know, forgive us too.
那我们如果饶恕人我们有怜悯的话，神也会饶恕我们。
If we give, God will give us to us.
我们如果给神就必给我们。
Okay. Finally, I'd like to share with you a passage to conclude.
那最后想翻开这一段圣经节来做结束。
Let's look at Matthew.
在马太福音
chapter 8,
第八章。
Matthew chapter 8.
马太福音第八章。
Verse 5.
第五节。
Matthew chapter 8, verse 5.
马太福音第八章第五节。
Now when Jesus entered Capernaum, a centurion came to him, pleading with him. Verse 6.
第六节。
Saying, Lord, my servant is lying at home, paralyzed, dreadfully tormented. Verse 7.
第七节。
And Jesus said to him, I will come and heal him.Verse 8.
第八节。
The centurion answered and said, Lord, I am not worthy that you should come under my roof, but only speak a word, and my servant will be healed. Verse 9.
第九节。
For I also am a man under authority, having soldiers under me. And I say to this one, go, and he goes. And to another, come, and he comes. And to my servant, do this, and he does it. Verse 10.
第十节。
When Jesus heard it,He marveled and said to those who follow, Assuredly I say to you, I have not found such great faith, not even in Israel. Let's jump to verse 13.
第十三节。
Then Jesus said to the centurion, Go your way, and as you have believed, so let it be done for you. Here record how centurion asked Lord Jesus Christ to help his servant.
这边讲到百夫长请求主耶稣来医治他的仆人。
He was not asking for himself.
他不是为他自己来祈求。
He felt the pain of his servant.
他感受到了他这仆人所受的痛苦。
He has some servants. This servant just only one of them.
我想他有很多仆人的，这只是其中之一。
But he loved him. He cared for him. He felt his pain.
他很爱他，他关心他，他体会到他的痛苦。
So he went to Lord Jesus Christ and asked Jesus to heal him.
所以他到主耶稣面前，请求主耶稣来医治他。
And Jesus said, "I will come and heal him."
主耶稣说：“好，我去。
”But this is not what centurion mean. You don't need to come. You just say the word.
所以百夫长说：“不用这样子，你只要讲一句话。
”Why?
为什么
？Why he has such a great faith？
为什么他这么有信心
？Because he's a very humble, obedient man.
因为他是一个很谦卑、很顺服的人。
He's a soldier. And people tell him to do. He's commanded to tell him to do certain thing. He just obey.
他是一个军人，他的官长叫他做什么，他就照着做。
He also is his commander. He tells people to do something, and people do it too.
他是百夫长，他告诉人做什么，那些人也照着做。
Lord Jesus, you know, you are the commander. You just say it.
他知道主耶稣是做军长的，所以你只要说一句话。
And from the whole story, we see that he has love, he has compassion, mercy, obedience, humility, and faith.
这一段我们知道说他很谦卑，他很有爱心，他也很有信心。
So this is when we pray, we need to pray with these factors, criteria.
所以我们祷告的时候需要具备有这些条件来祷告。
And what is Christ answer him immediately?
所以主耶稣立刻的回应他。
Jesus said at the spot, just like you believe, is healed.
主耶稣在那个时候就立刻说，照着你的信心就成全了。
That's the result of his prayer.
这个就是他祷告祈求的结果。
He doesn't need to. It's not the beginning of asking, you know, because he had all these stuff. So when he asks, he just immediately received.
他这个不是他祈求的开始，因为他已经具备了这一些，所以当他祈求，他就得到了。
So let us imitate the centurion's faith, love, and humility.
所以我们一起来学习百夫长的爱心、关心还有信心。
Let's sing hymn.
我们一起来唱诗。
265.
265首。
Are you heavy?
接下来一起祷告。
From the sermon, we all learn God answers every prayer.
从我们刚才学习，我们知道神回应我们的祷告。
It may be what we like, it may be not what we like.
或许是按着我们所喜好的，或许是按着我们不喜欢的。
But what's most important is our character, our person is more important than the request itself.
但是最重要的是我们自己本身，其实比起我们的请求更重要。
所以我们So let's pray together with such understanding, and let's adjust our heart so that in this spiritual convocation, we may receive the abundant grace of God.
所以我们一起跪下来祷告，来调整我们的态度，所以在我们这次的灵恩会，我们能够得到神的大祝福。
We'll pray for 15 minutes. I'd like to ask brother, sister, or friends if you'd like to pray for Holy Spirit or minister lay hands on you, pray for you, you're welcome to come up. We ask minister to help lay hands.
所以我们会祷告15分钟，我们邀请弟兄姐妹朋友们，如果愿意接受按手的可以来到前面，我们请长执帮我们按手。